Saturday saw protests all across the nation with people expressing their objections to the policies and actions of the Trump administration. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines the noun protest as the act of objecting or a gesture of disapproval, a complaint, objection, or display of unwillingness, usually to an idea or a course of action. And as a verb, to make a solemn declaration or affirmation of, to make a statement or gesture in objection to. Many question whether a Christian who protests authority is disobeying God. They arrive at this belief through Romans chapter 13, verse 1, "Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God." But that belief is challenged in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 1 through 4. "Therefore I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all goodness and reverence. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who desires all men to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth." So, if an authority figure is denying the people truth and the rights given by God, if that leader was chosen by God, is it that leader who is the one disobeying God now? The vast majority of Saturday's No Kings protests, as the effort labeled itself, were large and also peaceful. There were a far less number of times when some people either got caught up in the moment or were there just to agitate and went too far, and they were dealt with. When you think about it historically, that's nothing new. The need to address a cause has never looked at in one way. As the civil rights movement moved into the 1960s, we had two camps emerge. One was led, of course, by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who saw peaceful protests and passive resistance as the path to take. The other side, led by Malcolm X, wanted to achieve the movement's goal by any means necessary. Now, it can be said easily, I believe, that the methods of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. accomplished far more through peaceful protest. Dr. King's priorities also reflected the Word of God. For example, here's what Jesus teaches in Matthew chapter 5, verse 39, "But I tell you not to resist an evil person, but whoever slaps you on your right cheek, turn the other to him also." How much is Jesus against violence in efforts to protest? When the authorities came to arrest Jesus after Judas betrayed him, even then Jesus wanted all acts to be peaceful acts. Let's go to Luke chapter 22, verses 49 through 51. "When those around him," meaning Jesus, "saw what was going to happen, they said to him, 'Lord, shall we strike with the sword?' And one of them struck the servant of the high priest and cut off his right ear. But Jesus answered and said, 'Permit even this,'" meaning stop, knock it off. "And Jesus touched his ear and healed him." Quiz time. Did Jesus ever protest? Yes, he did. It's revealed in Matthew chapter 21, verses 12 and 13. "Then Jesus went into the temple of God and drove out all those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he said to them, 'It is written, my house shall be called a house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves.'" Now let's analyze that scene. Why did Jesus protest? Because the word of God was being disobeyed. How did Jesus protest? Not by physically attacking people. He took an action which eliminated the tools they had for the sins that they were committing. This is what a righteous protest is supposed to do: create change and bring those in authority back into obedience of God's word and his will. The only way for that to come about is with truth. This is a fact which Jesus establishes in John chapter 4, verse 24. "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth." Additionally, as Jesus prayed to Father God just before he was to surrender to the authorities, Jesus says this in John chapter 17:17, "Sanctify them by your," meaning God's, "truth. Your word is truth." Can it be any more clear than that? Does it need to be any more clear than that? This is also why anger and vengeance need to be absent from protest When someone in authority does wrong, we here in America have an array of peaceful actions that we can take or encourage to take place. Along with protests, these include elections, impeachments, recalls, and our courts. For those in authority who do wrong and go against God's word and will, those actions really will be the least of their worries. Their fate is foretold in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 9 through 12. The coming of the lawless one is according to the working of Satan, with all power, signs, and lying wonders, and with all unrighteous deception among those who perish, because they did not receive the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this reason, God will send them strong delusion, that they should believe the lie, that they all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness.